backstage. This is user Cute and Geek, and none of you know me. So it might seem a little weird that I'm doing a questionnaire, but I'm a super nosy person that loves to hear everybody and anybody's thoughts on anything and everything. And so I actually super love questionnaires and am so creepy that I legitimately listen to strangers talk and ramble as if it was like a podcast. Like, I'll listen to them on my walk home and stuff like that. So anyways, in case any of you are the same, then I figured that it wouldn't do any harm to do a questionnaire, and maybe you could get to know some useless facts about my brain. But anyways, in terms of picking one, I basically just looked for one that was pretty new and that had some weirder questions on it, and questions that were more open-ended and not so much like pick X or Y type questions. So anyways, for that, we are going to be doing Tess's collection of conundrums. And I'm at home. I should warn you, if you hear weird sounds in the background, it's probably my cat. So don't be alarmed. Anyways, question one. What topic would you like to have a conversation about, assuming it's with someone who engages really well with the topic? Well, I'm a big fan of conversation, and I can generally talk about anything and want to talk about anything, and have been known to be a bit of a chatterbox. But I think one of my favorite conversations to have with people, and sometimes I guess it can be a bit controversial, but I actually find that most people respond pretty well to it, and you can have some really interesting conversations, is just people's idea about like where we came from and what's out there, and sort of just the philosophical concept of the meaning of life. And I mean, be it very scientifically based or be it very religion based, depending on who you are, I just find it really interesting because everyone sort of has their own take. Even if you asked a whole bunch of people that would say identify with the same general term, like they're all Catholic Christians or they're all atheists or whatever, I feel like if you actually start talking to them deeper about the subject, every person has their own sort of slight take and slight interpretation of things, and I find it very interesting. And I've had hours long conversations with people about this, and so I would never turn that down. Yeah, see the cat. Yeah, so that would be a good one for that one. You've got a whole week of freedom, no responsibilities, no obligations, nothing that you don't want to do. What do you do with the time? Well, it would probably be a bit boring to start with. I would probably take the first day to do absolutely nothing, just like sleep in and watch a bunch of TV and be a huge lazy loser. And then I would do errands and stuff that had been building up. Like, I'm looking at my apartment right now, and it could really use with a good tidy and clean, but I've sort of been doing a half-assed job of it because it takes so long, and it's so not what I want to do when I come home at the end of the day. But yeah, so I'd probably clean up and stuff, and then the rest of the time, I don't know, I'd probably just want to like go away somewhere in nature. I feel like I spend so much time trapped inside buildings, and obviously this would be weather dependent. Right now it's soggy and wet, and I would not want to be traipsing about in a forest. But in general, it's nice to get out of the city for a little bit. And if this is something that's sort of just like applicable to me, like they're like not everybody gets a week off, then I actually feel like that's a good activity that's sort of really peaceful to do on your own. Other things might be, depending on the person, might be a little sad, and you might prefer to be doing them with someone, but I guess it's dangerous to go hiking on your own, but whatever. I had to bring all the necessary provisions and safety equipment. All right, next question. Where do you want to build your dream home? I know a lot of people have sort of things where they're like, oh, like I want to be in the country on a farm, or oh, I want to be by water, or stuff like that. But I find water a weird one, actually, because people that grew up near water, I feel, have this actual like psychological need to be near water. And I've spoken to people that grew up near water and now they're living away from water, and it's almost like the city makes them feel claustrophobic. It's very interesting. But anyways, I did not grow up near water. So that's not a big one for me, but I do like the idea of, I would hate to not be near a city, because I like going to museums, and I like going to concerts, and I like there being festivals and little neighborhoods with different ethnicities and stuff like that. Like that is just like a nice thing that I would like to have access to. But at the same time, if you're living right in the city, you're not going to have a backyard. It's going to be loud even in the dead of night. It's going to be bright even in the dead of night, which also isn't the most enjoyable. But then living in the suburbs is like death. It's just a bunch of cookie cutter houses and absolutely nothing around. Maybe you've got a strip mall, but just, no. So basically, the way I would like it is to live in a smaller town, like a town that has like its own little like tiny like corner shops and stuff and whatever, but is pretty small. That's about half an hour outside of a real city. So it's pretty easy for you to, say, commute in for work or to go and do, like, bigger errands and shopping and stuff like that. And then for that bigger city to be not too, too far from, like, a large sort of metropolis-type city like New York City or London or Vancouver or Toronto or whatever. So that would be my ideal. And then in terms of what my dream house would look like. I have about 100 Pinterest boards that could help you out with this. But yeah, I don't know. There's two outward looks that I find most appealing. I like red brick houses with white trimming on them. I think they're really cute. And I also really like stone houses. So two very different looks, but I don't really know which one I would prefer between the two. And then I definitely want a front yard with, like, you know, the little walkway going up and the sort of symmetrical garden, like, by the house on either side. And then a backyard with, like, a tree, like a little swing in the tree for future kids, but also for me, because I think if you're an adult who does not have some motion sickness issue that says that you no longer like swinging, you're lying. And then inside, I think the color scheme that I'd probably pick would be, I'd want it to be cozy but bright and fresh. So I like sort of soft neutral colors with then sort of like blue and like green tones. Sort of like that, like lakeside cottage type feel. I guess that would be the best way to describe that. All right. What skill would you like to learn and get good at simply for the joy of it? I have always, for no real reason at all, wanted to learn to play the cello. And so, yeah, I would love to learn to play the cello. I think it's because when I was like 15, I saw a cello performance, and the woman was just super awesome, and it just sounded so nice. I was used to people playing violin. A lot of my friends played violin, and granted that we were also young, It was a bit screechy sometimes, and so I hadn't actually been a big fan of string instruments, but I just thought the cello had a really nice tone, and this was also obviously a professional player, so she sounded way better than my 15-year-old classmates. But yeah, I've always wanted to learn, but cellos are super expensive, and music lessons are expensive, and I definitely don't have the money for that, and I probably do have the time. It's probably more the money. I don't have the money. But yeah, if I could just do something, I think that would be pretty cool. Okay. You've been given an invitation to the room. When you go into this room, you can actually live out or do your most secret fantasy, no matter how twisted, strange, or unrealistic. Blah, 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 blah. So I haven't listened to everyone's answers on this. I think I read a couple people's answers, but I haven't listened because I didn't want to personally impact my ideas too much. And I don't know what most people have said on this, but I would actually not want to do it. I don't have any like super weird things that I've been like dying to do that I feel I would be judged or something like horribly for doing. Also, most of the things, like let's say you wanted to do something sexual, wouldn't you rather do it with a real person? Like, wouldn't it feel strange maybe in your head to think back on that memory and be like, oh, that wasn't, like that, it would feel almost like it wasn't real, and I don't know. And if it's not sexual, like if it's just something you want, then wouldn't it be so awful to have it for a second and then never be able to have it again? I don't know. It's like, it's like when you're a little kid and your friend gets a new like toy or game or something and you didn't want it at all before. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, I want it so badly. I want it so badly. But if you just never get it, you'll just get over it and be like, oh, whatever. It was just a silly game. But if someone was like, here, you can have it, but only for a day, and then we'll take it away, you'd be like, oh my God, this was so fun. And then it sort of sticks with you and gets in your head. And then, I don't know, it seems like, I don't know, I feel like it could be problematic, and that it would maybe just be better to not participate in this experiment. Okay. An anonymous benefactor wants to give you a gift for being so awesome. It must be a physical thing. It must be deliverable. And they have a budget of £1,000. So I pre-Googled this because pounds is not my currency. So that would be $1,635.75. So very specific benefactor. What gift would you like to unwrap? So here's the thing. I am, firstly, enormously practical with money to the point that sometimes I'm boring. And when I do spend money, I do prefer it to be on experience type things. Also, like $1,600, while it's a lot, it's also not a lot. You know, like I would love to own a car, but I wouldn't really be able to get a car for $1,600. But then I don't have enough smaller things that I would want that would come up to that sum of money. Like I want new artwork to put on the walls of my apartment and stuff like that, but I don't want like $1,600 worth of artwork. Maybe some new furniture, I guess, maybe a new sofa or something. Mine's like a two-fold hand-me-down. It's super comfy actually, but it could probably use with an upgrade. So maybe I'd want a sofa. Or to loophole it and be like, ask for like just metal, like bars of gold or silver or something to be sent to me, and then I could just go and trade those in at the bank and get the money and then use that to go on vacation, because $1,600 is like a really good sum of money for going on holiday. So yeah, a sofa or loophole. It depends on how strict the regulations are, how good the contract this benefactor assigned is. All right. Calmundus, diabolical plenipotentiary of pleasure, demon of sex, offers you a sex-related boon. What do you ask for? I had thought about this and I came up with an answer, but now it escapes me. What would I want that is sex related? Oh, I know what I thought of, and it's, again, I have a problem. I think I'm too logical for these questions, actually. Maybe this is going to be a really boring questionnaire for people, but I would love the ability, I don't know if this relates enough to sex or not, but to turn fertility on and off. I would like to say for everybody, because then I'd be able to help a bunch of people, but then I would spend the rest of my life having to go around and vet people to make sure that if they're infertile, they would be good parents and they're worthy of me bestowing fertility upon them. And that, although very benevolent, is a little bit stressful as a lifelong endeavor. So I think it would just be personal, but I think that it would be great because I would never have to worry. You could just like not have to worry about birth control. And conversely, when you do want to have kids, not have to worry about like, oh my God, what if I can't have a baby? It would just be like, right now, there is no possible way that I could be pregnant. Now, it's like pretty much 100% certain, at least on my end, that pregnancy is a go and viable. So, I mean, that's not as awesome, I guess, as some of the options that have been given in this questionnaire, like a vibrating cock or being able to make anyone jizz in their pants. But I think it would be very useful in life. What next technological innovation do you think would or will change human society for the most or most radically? Like things that actually can conceivably happen sometime soon. Because I mean, but the technological invention that I talk about all the time is the fact that I want to be able to teleport. I hate how long it takes to get everywhere, and I think the teleportation would be awesome. And that would obviously change like everything about society. There'd be like way more laws and probably a lot of bad things would happen as well, but it would also be really awesome. And then maybe airlines would have to drop their prices to get people to actually try and still use them. But anyways, that's obviously a long shot. Like the physics of teleportation is like, it's not something that I think is maybe ever going to happen, but definitely not soon. So if we're talking about something that can change society and that could maybe be figured out in the near future, then I would actually say gene therapy, like on a medical standpoint. I think that there's a lot of work that's been done with diseases, and the stumbling block at this point is that, say, you found out that this protein deficiency or this like excess is causing the disease, but you have no way to go in and fix it in the person. You have no way to say, like, you know that all they need is to have the ability to make this protein, but there's no way that you can make their body do it. And so the delivery of gene therapy, people have been trying for years and they've tried a whole bunch of methods, but there hasn't really been anything that has worked super successfully. And like the whole CRISPR-Cas9 technology could be very beneficial, and there have been some clinical trials with that, so we could be heading somewhere. But yeah, if there was a way to make gene therapies like safe and long-lasting and a very effective treatment, there would be so many like diseases and illnesses that I think would skyrocket in terms of treatment, which would be amazing. I don't really necessarily see a negative to that. I just think that it would be a great step for healthcare. So, yeah. Long Dong Silver, porn prince, wants you to direct his next high-budget porn movie. What is your creative direction? Oh, God. I don't know. I don't know. This one's hard. I don't watch a lot of porn, mostly because I feel like I'm not morally against it. I just feel like it doesn't really do anything for me. It's a bit of a weird thing to watch if you aren't gonna get turned on by it, right? It's usually pretty shit in terms of storyline. I guess it would be cool if they made, like, a porn movie that was more artistic. That's probably out there if I searched. It would also be nice if they made stuff with, like, a girl in mind, you know? Like, I don't know. Like, when I do watch porn, I tend to watch lesbian porn, even though I do not in the slightest identify as being a lesbian, but it's just nice to have it where it's actually focused on the girl's feelings instead of just, like, a dude, like, ramming a dick in a vagina, and that's just sort of the end. I don't know. I don't know how to answer this question. I might have to pass. Okay. Where's the last place that you had an orgasm? Very boring and predictable, but in my bed. So, yeah, nothing exciting there. But I live somewhere where we very much have a winter, so the weather sort of inhibited any ability to have exciting sex locations. I mean, I guess I could have said something like at work or something like that, but I'm too much of a scaredy cat necessarily to do that. But in terms of doing it in, like, in a car or outside or on the balcony, it's cold, so no. Where is the last place you would have an orgasm? So I feel like there's two ways to interpret this question. It's either like is it the last place that I would feel relaxed enough to bring myself to an orgasm? Or is it the last place that I would want to be were I to spontaneously have an orgasm? Because there's a lot of if it's the first one, there's a lot of places that I would not feel relaxed enough. And the list is probably pretty extensive. I mean, when you really think of all the options, there's probably a lot of them that would be difficult to get into the mindset, you know, like it would be pretty tough at, like, a funeral or in a morgue or, like, in, like, the emergency room, waiting room, or, like, at Christmas dinner with all your extended family. Like, those would all be pretty difficult. But if I were to just be going about my day and then spontaneously have an orgasm, where would I be the most, like, about that happening? Again, there's probably several times that this would not be the best, but the one that seems the worst to me would be while giving my annual departmental presentation. I think that would be the absolute worst. Because, you know, like, if it happened in front of your family, it would be horribly embarrassing, but you could just be like, oh my God, I don't know what's happening. There must be something medically wrong with me. And, like, it would be absolutely awful to forever know that, like, your, like, brother and dad and stuff have, like, seen you orgasm. That would be super weird, but at least I'd be like, oh no, let's help you get the medical help that you need. But if you're in front of, like, your boss and colleagues, and then all of their, like, bosses and colleagues, and you're doing something really important, it's sort of hard to come back from that. I think it would be pretty awful, and it would really make me want to switch jobs. So, yeah, I think that, I guess, would be the last place that I would have an orgasm. I don't know. But again, there's so many options. So many options. There's so many options for places that you would want one, but also so many when you wouldn't. But yeah, that is my attempt at this questionnaire. I'm sorry if it was boring, but I'll probably do more because I don't know. I don't know what the main age/location demographic of people in the subreddit is, but I don't know if you remember, but there was a time on Facebook where filling out those questionnaires that people would pass around in like the notes section of Facebook was like all the rage. And I swear to God, I filled out so many of them. And now that Facebook memories is a thing, it'll like pop up and be like, here are your super lame feelings on life from when you were a teenager. So anyways, I filled out those a ton, so I'm sure I'll be very inclined to want to fill out more of these questionnaires. But you can leave a comment and tell me to stop if you thought that this was really boring and awful. You could just, no more, no, please shut up. But yeah, anyways, happy Tuesday. Bye.